Now, the Lord Jesus says in verse 31, if I alone bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. The Scripture said that in the mouth of two witnesses, a thing is established, you see. And so he makes this statement here, if I bear witness of myself, well, that would not stand up in court. But there's another that beareth witness of me, and I know the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Now, the witness he's talking about is not John the Baptist. They would immediately think that's who he's referring to. But he's making it clear that he's not referring to a human witness at all. If I alone bear witness of myself, my witness will not stand up, you see. They wouldn't accept it. But there's another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Now he says, ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. John did bear witness of Christ, but our Lord is not referring to him here. It's not a human witness. That would make two witnesses for them, but he's referring to another. He says, but I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He has a higher witness than the witness of man. But he gives a testimony to John the Baptist. He says he was a burning and a shining, not light, but lamp. He was a light bearer, you see. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Now you see the credentials that the Lord Jesus had were the miracles that he performed. This idea today that there are those that have the same power that Jesus had, to my judgment, it's blasphemy. You see, these miracles he performed attested that he was who he claimed to be. And friends, there weren't just a few around. He didn't put on healing services, didn't have people get in a line and come by. He moved out in the crowds, the highways and the byways. He took no offerings at all. But as he moved along, why, people were healed. And I've called attention to this in the Gospels again and again, and it's so important I must refresh your mind of it again today, and it's just simply this. Friends, there were not just a half a dozen or 100 or 2 that he'd healed that were in that land. There were literally thousands of people that he had healed. It was demonstrated. Nobody in that day contradicted the fact he healed. They'd have been a fool if they had. You have to wait till you get 2,000 years this side of it, and in a musty library in New York City, thousands of miles removed, then you can sit down as a scholar and write a book, say you don't believe in miracles, but you don't prove a thing, friends, when you do that.